This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefo Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, and as we have rounded our wonderful month-long celebration of Halloween and all things spooky, we are now coming into the month of November. I guess we've been in the month of November for about a week now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm a little behind, as per usual. And we here in the U.S. are entering into Native American Heritage Month. And we wanted to celebrate that because, you know, we're really big about talking about Indigenous voices, and especially Indigenous women who oftentimes are not seen or have been erased or been ignored. And we don't like that. We will not allow that. And therefore, we will celebrate these amazing women. And we are starting with Sarah Eaglehart, who is a part of Emmy Legacy now, I think. I'm trying to remember, Annie.
Yes.
Have you ever won an Emmy?
I've won my own version of
Emmy. What was it for?
It was for my marvelous acting in what we call shower alone time scenes with Annie. You never did that in the shower. You won like an award and it was your shampoo bottle.
No. See, this is where I think I'm abnormal because I did not have the childhood imagination of doing things like that. I think people like normally would. I've never had that, but I love this and I kind of want a reenactment of one of them soon. I want to hear the thank you speech. Would I be a part of your thank you speech?
Oh, I practiced it. Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes, you would be
sure.
Too. Because I know you're eventually going to win an Emmy. I know it's going to happen.
Oh,
I'm putting
definitely.
That in that. But for today, we're going to talk about Sarah Eaglehart, who did actually win an Emmy, who was raised in the Oglala Lakota tribe on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. And if her name, again, sounds familiar, there may be a few reasons for that, including the fact she was one of the organizers for the Women's March a few years ago. So was a really big key proponent into trying to make the Women's March a little more diverse and inclusive, as well as the fact that, yeah, she won an Emmy for Crow, The Legend, which also featured John Legend, who was a voice, Oprah Winfrey, and Constance Wu. It's like an 18-minute animation. I really want to watch. I don't know where it's available, but I really want to watch it because apparently it's beautifully done. Again, there's some phenomenal actors here, as well as Eaglehart, who plays the moon, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, so if you have seen it, please let us know because I want to know where I can stream it. I guess I could just buy it.
Yeah, yeah. And if we do find it, we were talking about doing a Monday mini on it, discussing it. Yeah, definitely want to watch it. Eaglehart has been an activist for quite some time, including protesting her neighboring school for their appropriative homecoming ceremony in which they, quote, recreated a ceremony with medicine men, warrior princess, and a big chief. And yes, it was done by white students most of the time.
Right. Apparently, it was like a neighboring school to her reservation. And they're like, what is happening? weight. And this was before social media, which was a little, it's a little easier to hold people accountable. But she and her friends and her sister were able to go and be like, hey, y'all, y'all need to quit. And as it was able to put a stop to it. So that's an incredible scene. And I can't imagine being a teenager to actually do that, especially not at my own school. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but just being able to be an activist at teenage years is phenomenal. And yeah, she continued in her fight to advocate for the indigenous community. She's been working internationally to seek social and environmental justice. Also, she's done it within her own church and community, as we talked about. She actually worked within the Episcopalian Church to become the first major denomination to denounce the doctrine of discovery, which, if you don't know, was a doctrine that advocated for the, quote, superiority of peoples or individuals on the basis of national origin or race or racial, religious, ethnic, or cultural differences. And this actually legitimized the colonization of indigenous people around the world. And unsurprisingly, also dehumanized and exploited the indigenous people. Yeah, also still exists today and can be seen in different doctrines, even in court cases in the U.S., which makes me nauseous. I hate that.
Yeah, absolutely. She has continued her advocacy as a social justice storyteller, sharing her knowledge of her community culture and traditions to educate and bring positive change. And she was able to do so with her involvement in the short film, Crow, the Legend. She says about the film, "The power behind the piece is an authentic cultural and storytelling process conducted with integrity. Native perspectives were included from the very beginning, and we were invited to tell our own stories rather than having others tell them for us. The themes of Crow, the Legend, sacrifice, inclusivity, and community."
Eagle Heart has had many things on her plate, including being co-founder of the Indigenous Women Rise, which was formed in 2017 as part of the Women's March on Washington, as we talked about. And she continues to work to advocate for the advancement of Indigenous people's rights and to raise awareness for issues and needs within the Indigenous community. She recently served as the CEO of Native Americans in Philanthropy, which, quote, promotes equitable and effective philanthropy in Native communities. And according to their site, if you want to go visit, it says, "Our vision is for all Native communities to be restored to full health and sustainability through responsibility."
And of course, she has been awarded for her tireless work, and not just with an Emmy, but was also awarded with the 2017 American Express Indian Leadership Award at the National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development's Top 40 Under 40. She is currently working on a book with her twin sister on healing leadership and advocacy that is slated to be published in 2022. So excited about that.
Yeah. So if you want to go see what all she's doing, she is not slowed down at all and has gone on to speak at other things. She is an actress, I believe, and I'm sure we'll be see her featured hopefully a lot more things because she deserves to be at the forefront. She's a consultant for some of the production companies in Hollywood and in the film industry, so I hope they do listen.
Yes.
And then continue to push for the voices to be out in front, for Native voices to be out in front and not just a secondary. Ugh.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And as always, listeners, if there's somebody you think we should be spotlighting in these segments, please send any suggestions our way. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at Stuff Mom Never Told You. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee Sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.